Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rajon Rondo had a quote after last night's great win over the Denver Nuggets. Rondo, in a story in The Athletic, has a quote. I may need Rob G to read it. He can still do the technical things like that, but he can't give his opinion because it's just so off. But go ahead, Rob G.
That's right. On the heels of Anthony Davis dropping 25 and 10 and playing stifling defense against Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, not to mention having to have an IV at halftime because he was sick. This is what Rondo said after the game. He's a super elite player, if not the best player in the game right now.
Okay. So here's the problem. Rob G texts me immediately after he reads that quote. I told you, AD is better than LeBron. Rondo said he's better than LeBron. First of all, Rondo didn't say that. He said, if not the best player in the world, he says he's in the discussion. And I'm fine with that if you want to throw him in the discussion. He's not the best player in the world. But if you want to throw him in the discussion, fine. But Rob G is just hell-bent on saying that Rondo said he's the best player in the world. So we'll go with it. LeBron, not only is Anthony Davis not the best player in the world, because Giannis is undoubtedly better. Kevin Durant, when healthy, is undoubtedly better. Kawhi Leonard, when he chooses to play, is better.
Load management fraud.
And you know who else is better? LeBron James. So he's not the best player in the world, he's not the best Laker, and this is nothing against AD. He is a fantastic player. But LeBron James is the engine that makes the Lakers go. You disagree, J-Mac?
Slight disagreement, Chris Broussard. I like to actually bring stats and numbers to the table, you know, to kind of make the audience smarter.
I know, because you can't watch the game. You have no eye test.
I'm a 40% eye test.
When people throw out numbers all the time,
it's a healthy blend. So let's look at the numbers, shall we? Anthony Davis, second in the NBA in blocks, 2.7 per game. He was the leader until this week. NBA player efficiency.
Yeah, Jonathan Isaac is the leader. Does that mean he's all that nice?
No. NBA player efficiency rating, the most comprehensive metric out there to gauge someone's efficiency. Anthony Davis, 5, LeBron, 6. Close, very close.
But okay. Does that mean the four players above AD are better? I mean, what?
Wait a minute. Win shares per 48 minutes. LeBron, 9. Anthony Davis, 4. Defensive win shares.
That's a significant difference.
All of the numbers point right now to Anthony Davis having a better statistical season than LeBron. I will agree with you on this. LeBron's the most important player on the Lakers. He leads the team in assists. He's the big veteran. Everybody listens to him. He's won titles. Anthony Davis hasn't won squat. However, Anthony Davis is the best player. Chris, I liken this to with the Warriors. Steph Curry was the most important player on that team. Everybody had to focus on where Curry was. He was the engine. But Kevin Durant last year was the best player on the Warriors. I think Anthony Davis is the best, LeBron the most important. Is that okay to say, backing it up with numbers?
No. Now, I do agree with your Golden State assessment. And I've said that myself many times. Steph was the most important Warrior. Durant was the best player. They're not even a discussion that Durant, just he's a 7-foot version of Steph to some degree and a better defender. Anthony Davis is great, and he's certainly better than LeBron defensively. But on the offensive end is where it really tilts heavily to LeBron. And you're right, LeBron is the most important Laker, but AD is great. But offensively, LeBron makes them go. He's playing point guard, and he's playing it better than anybody in the league.
Correct. However,
and he's still giving you 25
Chris,
a night.
They had LeBron last year making the engine go, and the engine sputtered and petered out and ran out of gas when they were fourth in the West right around Christmas time. Anthony Davis is 18-3, best record. in the NBA.
J-Mac, nobody's saying they don't need AD, all right? What? But last year, that's not fair. LeBron got hurt, and then it all went south.
Yes.
Secondly, it's not the same team.
And I'm not, it's a similar team.
Take AD off of this team, and no, they're not winning a championship.
They're not 18-3.
Take LeBron off the team, and no, they're not winning a championship. So you need them both. Nobody's dismissing that. Yeah. But how about this? If you keep AD and no LeBron versus if you keep LeBron and no AD, they're
LeBron
better.
LeBron is a point guard. He's a distributor.
He can do more. He can do more. Yeah. It's as simple as that. Giannis, there's no look, and AD, I don't want to disrespect AD because he is fantastic. But Giannis is better. We've seen AD with his own team. How'd it go? How'd it go?
He got to the second round of the playoffs.
Once.
Did he play with any other All-Stars?
Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins, Rajon Rondo, Drew Holiday.
Two bigs.
Yeah. They had talent.
Oh, if they were in the East, do they do what the Bucks did and go to the Eastern Conference Finals?
I'm not here to speculate. I bring facts. Don't bring feelings to a fact fight.
There's no feelings. They are in the West. DeMarcus Cousins and Davis had no chance in the West.
That is the first. None. Why not if he's the best player in the world?
The best dynasty in NBA history was in the West.
I wasn't saying you got to win it all. How about just making the playoffs several times and doing some
technically,
damage?
Technically, Cousins and Davis were together, I think,
Look at what Denver did last year.
Cousins kept getting hurt.
Still.
What did Denver do? They were, what, the
top
seed?
They made the conference final. That's what they did. Portland made the second round. They made the second
round.
They
lost in game seven at home to Portland.
But
fraud.
They went seven.
Phonies. Fakes.
They didn't do more than New Orleans ever did with AD?
Same thing, second round.
Not swept in the second
by
round.
By the Warriors. These guys lost to Portland. Still. Portland couldn't skip a game off the Warriors.
And that was the one time in
Chris,
7 years.
The problem is I think we're agreeing a lot on this, okay? I think we're agreeing that LeBron's the most important, but Anthony Davis is the best.
I'm not saying Anthony Davis is the best. I think LeBron's
the best.
Well,
you know who they're going to. Final 2 minutes. They're posting up Anthony Davis.
Not every game.
No, but with 2 minutes left in a tie game.
Because LeBron's a smart player. Because Anthony Davis is
friggin' unstoppable.
Really? What does he do that's unstoppable?
He gets to the foul line every single time because nobody can check him. Nobody can check AD in the block.
He made the playoffs twice in 7 years.
Oh, so now we're rehashing his history in New Orleans. Like, come on.
I'm just saying, as the number one guy, that's what he did.
In the West, he had
no
chance.
And he goes to the free throw line 8 times a game. That's nice.
He also went like 23 times. Listen, I love both guys.
And I'm not trying to dismiss AD. I'm just saying, if you watch the games, and he is great defensively, may be the defensive player.
How about this? If I open my...
But offensively, LeBron makes everything go.
Yes.
AD's not a great outside shooter.
No.
He's not a unstoppable force in the post.
Both 34% on threes, LeBron and AD. Just
right,
for the record.
Okay.
If I open my Twitter right now, I guarantee you there are some knuckleheads out there. Whoa. Broussard said best player in L.A. You guys are forgetting Kawhi Leonard is in Los Angeles. And it's funny because when this topic came up, Chris, I don't even consider Kawhi Leonard on the level of LeBron and Anthony Davis. I'm sorry, I don't.
What?
He's a load management guy. LeBron is 34 and a half and he's not taking games off. Kawhi Leonard, not injured in the offseason.
I'll give you that.
I can't respect that.
I get that. Okay, but I get that. Kawhi Leonard has removed himself because of his load management from any regular season.
Even if they win the title, just so you know.
No.
You can't take days off and get the respect. By the way, his title over the Warriors.
Can I finish?
Whatever. That doesn't even
count. First of all, he's got the respect. Because if he didn't have the respect, who was courting him as much as anybody?
Lakers.
LeBron James.
Hell
the best
yes.
player in the world.
Yeah.
So don't tell, and Anthony Davis. So don't tell me he doesn't have the respect. Paul George left Russell Westbrook, who he had signed up with.
Everybody leaves Russell
Westbrook. But Paul George signed up
Kevin
to play
Durant.
With him.
Peace.
Paul George
I'm
signed
out.
Up to play with him. Yeah. And left
how
him
much did,
in a
how
heartbeat
much did he regret that?
To go play with Kawhi.
Couldn't get out of the first round with Russell Westbrook.
So my point is. Kawhi, for you to sit here, you're going to have people saying you don't know basketball. If you say Kawhi is not on the level of LeBron and AD.
Because
I
of
give
the
you the load
management.
Management.
That's
I,
the
I
only
don't
reason.
Like that.
Talent-wise, he's ridiculous.
Okay.
Of course, we know
is,
that.
When
he's
he
a money
plays,
player.
He is straight dominant.
But tell me you don't disrespect him a little bit because load
I don't
management
like it.
In November.
I don't like it.
It's a bad precedent.
I don't like
now,
it.
Now, here's the thing, Chris. If
and
LeBron,
that's part of the reason ratings are down.
So the Lakers have
belittling the regular season.
I do want to talk about that, by the way, later. LeBron is at back-to-back tonight in Utah. They were in Denver at altitude. Now they got Utah. Kawhi Leonard would sit this game out tonight.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's why I go LeBron and Anthony Davis over.
I feel you. And that's fine. But to say he's not on their level is just wrong.
Well, because of the Lowe's management.
What do you guys say? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You see, I got a feisty one up in here. Who is the best player on the Lakers right now? LeBron James or Anthony Davis?
Time out. I got a write-in vote. Alex Caruso, a.k.a. the White Mamba. Hey. By the way, Alex Caruso, almost every night, look at the box score, leads the Lakers in plus minus.
Stop
Vogel has him on the floor at the end of every game because he's a great, great role player.
Next thing you know, you're going to be telling me he's better than AD and LeBron or Kuzma.
Give me Caruso over Patrick Beverly.
You think he's better than Kuzma?
Oh,
stop it. Stop it. I'm going to have to put you on probation like Rob G if you keep saying stuff like this.
Probation don't apply
like
to
Caruso
ballers.
Caruso over
such
Patrick
as myself.
Beverly. Did you ever play?
I can't wait till
Caruso. Did you ever play organized ball?
I played yesterday.
Organized ball.
Yeah.
At any level.
Sixth grade, seventh grade, yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
You've seen him in all types of movies. Love and Basketball. He played a basketball star, Major League Two, a baseball star, The Program, a running back, Higher Learning, a track star, and many other movies where he was not an athlete. His latest, 30-22, is now available on demand and digital. It's the great Omar Epps joining the iCouple. Omar, what's happening, brother?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We are great. We are great. Now, I introduced you, but you probably didn't hear it as you weren't on yet, a couple minutes ago, as the greatest movie athlete in cinematic history. Would you agree with that?
I tossed my name in that conversation. Why not?
I mean, you have played a lot of athletic roles. I mean, we might have to go back and think about some other guys, but I don't know who can. Off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody that can compare to you on that. Morris Chestnut,
Rob G
just said. What did he do? Morris Chestnut, sports wise.
Hey, I got to say, Chris,
well,
I don't know.
He was in Higher Learning with me.
Higher Learning. What was he in? What did he do in Higher Learning?
He was the track star. He was.
That's right. You took his girlfriend.
Deja's. Right.
Right.
Well, you know.
First of all, Chris, how do you not introduce him and mention Juice, which was just such a coming of age movie for me?
Juice is another great one.
I snuck into the theater, and I still remember me and my boys were like, "Oh my gosh, Juice is the best movie ever."
Well, speaking of Omar, do you have a favorite movie of yours?
No, I don't really have a favorite, but there's nothing like the first. So, you know, Juice just always hold a special place in my heart. I mean, I love, you know, all the projects I've been a part of, but nothing like the first.
Now, what's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is football and boxing. Those are my two favorite sports.
Okay, good. Good week then to get you on. All right, First of all, football-wise, I hate to bring them up. I know they're your favorite team. The Dallas Cowboys. What's wrong, man? I mean, I picked them to make the Super Bowl. I feel embarrassed right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it, but, you know, hopefully, look, it's still some football left, and you guys know you get in the tournament, anything can happen. I mean, the Giants won two Super Bowls with a 9-7 record, so
you get
in the tournament, anything can happen.
Hey, whatever helps you sleep at night. All right.
Omar.
Jason Garrett be fired at the end of the season? You know, assuming they don't win the Super Bowl?
I mean, they gave the guy a decade. I just feel like we just have way too much talent on paper and on the field, you know, to be at 6-6. So something's not gelling. I don't know if the message is not hitting anymore, but I do think, you know, if we don't go deep into the playoffs and like you said, the Super Bowl, it might be time to look elsewhere.
All right, so Omar, let me ask you about this. Dak Prescott wants like $40 million a year Okay, the franchise tag would be about 30. If you give Dak $40 million, you're going to lose a bunch of other guys. You don't know if you can afford Amari Cooper. Where are you on Dak Prescott? Do you even think he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL?
Oh, for sure. Look at his numbers. I think he's a great leader. And at the end of the day, I think, you know, his number will be contingent upon how deep they can get. You know, if they get a good run and maybe get to a championship, who knows? But, you know, Jerry Jones is a genius businessman, so he'll figure out a way to make it work. Might have to let go of a couple of pieces, but you bring some other pieces in. You know?
And they got a lot of guys locked up already. Can't lose Amari. They got to bring back both of them, Dak and Amari. They'll probably franchise Dak, it looks like. That's the latest talk. All right, let's get to boxing. Right. Like I said, it's a great time to have you on. First, let's go to Anthony Ruiz Joshua. All right, that fight.
Yep.
How do you see this one playing out? Obviously, Ruiz upset Anthony Joshua in their last fight. How do you see this one playing out, the rematch Saturday?
I mean, personally, I see it playing out the way that the first fight
really?
Played out.
So you must really – see, that's a real boxing take. I'm not saying I necessarily agree with you, but that's a real boxing take because most people just look at Joshua, oh, he was great. He's so much bigger, stronger. You know, he should win. But go ahead. Tell us why you see Ruiz beating him again.
Well, I think, you know, Ruiz, you know, his boxing skills are underrated. He has really fast hands. Obviously, he hits hard, but he's been boxing his whole life. You know, Joshua, and that's where you got to tip your hat to Joshua, was he started late. Later than the average guy. So I think there are certain nuances and things that you just, you know, you can't teach in a training camp that Ruiz has. And, you know, he took his punch, he got up and laid him out. So I think, you know, just having that mental edge for Ruiz, I think that'll bode well for him.
Wow. That's a good take. I mean, you might be right. I've heard some other people say that as well. All right, let's go to Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Who just knocked out Ortiz. Yeah. Where do you rate? I mean, look, I think if he beats Tyson Fury, you have to consider him an all-time great. I don't think very high on the list, Wilder, but you have to consider him that just because of his record. 43, he would be 43-0, and he'd have knocked out just about everybody he's fought. That said, I don't think I think a Tyson would have destroyed him because Tyson actually could box, you know, before he just started throwing haymakers toward the end. Ali, I can't put Wilder among the all-time greats. What is your thought on that?
I mean, listen, Deontay Wilder is extremely impressive. I think for this time in this era, he's the king of the mountain. And, you know, skill-wise, you know, look, he's got a chin, you know, he keeps going, he's getting better every fight. So I think, you know, I think you got to put him in that conversation. And especially, you know, in these times where there's so much politics in the sport, you know, this guy, first of all, Ortiz is a monster.
Right.
You know,
he can
hit. He comes out of there with a win and then rematches him. And he's rematching Tyson Fury. Like, you gotta take your hat off to that
but
guy.
But Ortiz was beating him, right?
He was beating him.
See, my thing. Deontay has one of the most – I put him up there with Foreman and Tyson as most powerful punches ever. And so he can hit. Yeah. He can't box. You know, he can't box. So if you ever can survive with him, you might beat him. You know, but that's my
knock. You can't say he can't box. He might not be, you know, the most skillful, technical boxer, but he can box.
Relatively. Can he box for a heavy – like, he gets outboxed almost every time he faces a top-quality opponent. But then he knocks him out with the one punch.
You got to be able to box in order to set up the knockout punch. He's not just going in there flailing.
He didn't really set up that one on Ortiz. That one punch.
Oh yeah, that was one punch. But it was a beautiful. It was a beautiful setup, and you know.
It was. We are joined by.
You gotta.
We're joined by our man Omar Epps, the greatest movie athlete of all time.
Omar, it sounds like you really like a lot of these modern boxers. Do you got a favorite boxer of all time? Is it for 80s, 90s, or today? Do you have one that stands out as guys you just love and love to watch?
I mean, it's hard to pick one of all time. You know, you got to go to, you know, Sugar Ray Robinson, Ali, of course. But for me, you know, it's Floyd Mayweather.
Wow.
He's one of the most incredible. And I'm talking about, it's overall Floyd Mayweather, but Pretty Boy Floyd, when he was young in his career, it was like watching a computer game.
Right. And he would knock dudes out.
Yeah,
right.
Back when he knocked people out.
Good point.
And he would, that's when he would knock people out, and he was just an incredible technician in that ring. And I've never seen anything quite like that. So I guess I'd have to put him top for me. But I think in any sport, you kind of got to go by the era, right? Because in every era, there is that somebody. And then there's, like, for me, Michael Jordan sort of transcends any era. He was
so
that
he's
good.
The GOAT. He's the GOAT to you, Jordan, in basketball?
Oh, I mean, you got to put him up there. Jordan's the GOAT. You put him in any era at peak, he's the GOAT.
I do agree with that. I do agree with that. Before
for
you
now,
go,
for
Omar,
now. Yeah.
Tell us about 30-22.
Yeah, man, 30-22 is it's a sci-fi film. Play an astronaut. It's about this group of astronauts who going to complete this mission, and when they look in the rear view, something cataclysmic has happened to Earth. So it's it's a film about survival. It's about humanity. It's about family and love. So it's a really good film. It's a really good film, and I had fun making it.
That sounds good, man. That sounds great, actually. You also were in Traffic, and that was produced by our man Ephraim Salaam, who was hosting the show with me the last 2 days. What was that like working with him? Because we found him to be a troublemaker.
Ethan's cool, man. Ethan's a pleasure to work with, and that project, you know, that also holds a special place in my heart because, you know, we were trying to raise awareness, around, you know, human trafficking and that sort of issue. So, you know, it was intense, but yeah, man, I people really love that film.
All right, my man. Well, great having you on the iCouple. Look, when you out in L.A., if you got any free time, we'd love to have you come into the studio.
Absolutely. Let's put it together.
All right, brother. Peace. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate y'all.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Houston Rockets, if you don't know, they lost in double overtime to the San Antonio Spurs. Now, with about 8 minutes left, a little less than 8 minutes left to play, James Harden went up for a breakaway dunk. The ball goes through the hoop. He slams it so hard it goes through the hoop, and somehow the net caught it, and it goes through the hoop, and Pop goes back up through the basket after it had gone basically through the hoop. And the referees rule it a non-basket. And later on that evening, after they had a chance to look at it, they said it should have been a basket. We were wrong. And the Rockets were up 13 at the time. Okay, that would have put them up 15. With 7:50 left to play or something like that. They go on to lose the game. The Spurs outscored them.
The Lonnie Walker show.
Yes, he went off. He went off. But the Spurs came back, tied it, and beat them in double overtime. Now the Rockets want the NBA to take action and either award them the victory or replay the final 7 minutes, 50 seconds. And here's what I say. This is a loser's mentality.
Ooh.
This is. You were up 13. You were up 22 at one point. Except the risk. It was a bad call. It was a horrible call. I saw it. Everybody saw it. But accept the responsibility for what your team did and recognize that that was not the reason you lost the game and move on. When Michael Jordan hit the famous shot and he shoved Brian Russell, did they replay that? No. When Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got the phantom foul call in game 6 of the NBA Finals against the Detroit Pistons and went to the free throw line and hit the free throws and they end up winning the series, did they replay that? No. When the freaking New Orleans Saints got robbed last year in the playoffs by the, you know, with the against the Vikings?
Rams.
The Rams, I'm sorry. Did they replay that? No. So you think we're going to replay 8 minutes of a regular season game in December? Except that you lost. It was a bad call. You got robbed. Oh, these things even out over time and move on. But the fact that you are harping on it, Mike D'Antoni and the Rockets, is a loser's mentality.
Wow. Daryl Morey's going to be texting you after.
Look, I think Mike D'Antoni, I'm in the minority. I think Mike D'Antoni's a Hall of Fame coach. But this is a loser's mentality. Move on. But that's the only team that's gotten a bad call before.
But you know, this is what the Rockets do. Aren't they the team that compiled like a dossier of all these missed calls? And
yes,
all this
last year or 2 years ago.
And so when they get eliminated in Game 7, a couple days later, they leak it to the media about all these blown calls, all these grievances. Like, they're losers. That's what they are. It's a group of guys who've never won squat. And they're just complaining, and they're the guy who's always blaming everybody else for his problems, right? Well, hey, we were there. It's somebody else's fault. I will say this about this dunk by Harden. How do the refs not simply just go to the replay during commercial break and say, did it go in or not? I mean, it's very basic.
Well, I agree.
Because they do have replay where they can say that guy's foot was on the line. It's a two, not a three, or vice versa. I don't understand why they can't just simply replay.
I mean, it was a horrible call.
Yeah, to the naked eye, it's bad.
But you were up 13 with 7:50 to play. You should have won that game. Now, for the record, and this is what the Rockets are pointing out, there was a time when Miami played Atlanta back in 2008. There was controversy over the last 52 seconds, and they did replay that. The next time the Heat and the Hawks played, they played the last 52 seconds before the game, the new game, and settled it that way. But 52 seconds is different from 7 minutes and 50 seconds. No, we're not replaying it. I'm sorry.
That's pathetic.
It's ridiculous.
Like, you get over yourselves, Rock.